there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Very special weekend. It's Easter weekend. It's a free diving edition of Scuba Radio this week. I kid you not, we are literally diving without tanks. We're going to learn how to free dive with my buddy Martin Stepanek. He's with me right now. This guy holds how many world records, Martin?
I don't even know. Over the career, it's over a dozen.
Yeah, so you are like the free diver of free divers, and we have been fortunate enough to hook up with Martin Stepanek and actually do a free diving course this weekend. You're going to hear all about this. And we're hanging out on the Serenity, the boat of South Florida Diving Headquarters, Sunset Cruise. My buddy Captain Cocktail, Jeff Turod. Actually, you know him as Captain Cocktail, but we also know him as Jeff Turod from South Florida Diving Headquarters. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Good. Now, so we're doing this. This is like, the pre-class thing that we're doing with Martin. So this is like
exactly.
The pre-party thing before we have to hunker down and learn
get
how to free
serious.
Dive.
Yeah, you're going to have to get serious tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's no playing around tomorrow and Sunday. You're going to get serious. You're going to learn something, aren't you, Greg?
I'm going to try. I mean, yeah. Martin, now I've heard that when people go through your course to learn how to free dive, this level one free diving course that we're going to take this weekend, that you can take any slub off the street, make them hold their breath for like 3 minutes, and dive down to 60 feet plus. Is that true?
That's pretty much it.
Right. And okay, what about me? Now that you've seen me, you've known me over the years, I'm not your typical slub. Normal person you could take down to 66 feet for 3 minutes. Somebody like me, what are you thinking? Am I going to get a better that, or am I going to be in the abnormal category?
In your case, I think we may have to cut it down a little bit.
Okay, thanks. I hate you, Martin. I'm going to go for it. And here's the thing: I brought two people to as kind of controls, in this little experiment when we do this free diving class. One is Mermaid Tony. Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Now we call her Tony Bottle because she doesn't breathe on scuba. However, when it comes to free diving, I think it's going to be a totally different thing. Don't you think, Martin?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not the same thing, Tony. You think that you're going to be able to smoke me on this free diving thing, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be able to hang with you. I think I'm going to be able to zone, hone in, become like Zen type state thing and slow down my heartbeat to like 8 beats per minute. Is that what I got to do, Martin, by the way?
Close to it.
All right, so as long as I don't look at Tony, I'll be good, right?
Yeah, pretty
exactly.
Much.
So we got Tony and we got Justin here. Justin, I got to say, how do you feel about this freediving thing?
I think I'm going to beat both of you.
Really? Okay, so Justin thinks he's going to beat Tony and I think I'm going to beat Tony and Justin. So we're going to have this little three-way competition thing going here. And I don't know what the odds are on who's going to win this little bet, who can hold their... I don't know. What is it? Is it going to be the breath hold, time we're going for, or depth? Martin, what is our ultimate goal after we do this level one course with your organization?
I think the ultimate goal is pretty much up to you. Everybody free dives for different reason. Some people.
Okay, I just want to beat them. Okay, that's really my goal, is just to do better than they do. So what is that threshold? What is it?
I'm going to call Vegas tonight. We're going to get the odds up, right? But we'll do the static is one, right?
Okay, so static just the breath champion, hold. Right? How long you'd hold your breath underwater?
The champion.
And the depth. So we got two levels of category.
I'm here to referee because I know you cheat, Greg.
Well, hey, we didn't say anything about cheating. You can't really cheat. You go underwater, you hold your breath, you got to do it or you don't, right, Martin?
Yeah.
it's just do or die, more or less. So, you know, if we die while we're doing this, as long as I'm deeper, I win.
You sign a liability release?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I did. Okay, we got Neil Watson here, too. And Neil's done this freediving thing back in the day. What do you think, Neil? This is a new thing for me. I'm excited about this.
Well, number one, like 25 years ago when I started talking about freediving, 30 years ago, my accountant said, Neil, I really don't feel comfortable with this freedive thing. So I changed it. I changed it to breath hold. So there is no freediving in my operation. There's breath hold diving.
Right? Okay, let's see.
You can cheat, you know. Tony's ability tomorrow is going to be based on what you put in her drink tonight.
Ah, okay. Well, okay, let's spike that puppy big time. Yeah, I'm not above bending the rules slightly or stacking the deck in my favor. So your buddy Jack, let's make sure we talk to him tonight, okay?
You know, I was the one who requested not drinking Jack tonight, but you wouldn't let me stop at the store for anything else, so I see where this is going, Greg.
Well, you know, whatever. You know, you got a few years on me. I know you just celebrated a birthday, but hey, I figured that if we add Jack into the mix, we might be able to set that, I don't know, handicap. Maybe that's what it is. You got to look at it like that, right?
You know what? This works, because the more you drink, the worse you do, and the better I look.
Okay, that's not right. That's not how it works, I don't think. Justin, what do you think? You think that me and you, you and I need to team up and just take her down?
I think so. Well, I mean, you just bought a new piece of gear to take the edge, didn't you?
That's right. I got some new freediving fins, and that'll give me the edge, right, Martin? If I got these new long blade fins that all the freedivers use, if I use those, that's going to give me a slight edge, isn't it?
That and a big pair of lungs.
And a big pair of lungs. Okay. Now, you're looking at me, and you're looking at Tony. Yeah, what's that, Neil?
I said, I don't know where you buy a big pair of lungs, but on second thought, I live in Lauderdale.
Anywhere in Fort Lauderdale.
That's right. Okay, Tony might have me beat in that department. This is true. However, you know, we'll do what we have to do. This is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, free diving is definitely one of the fastest growing segments of the diving world. And Martin, I mean, I know you have this organization here in Fort Lauderdale, which is where we're broadcasting today. Tell me about it. How did this come to be? I know you did these world records. Did you do a few records? And then everybody was saying, how are you doing this freakish stuff where you're holding your breath for 8 or 9 minutes at a time? How did it come to be where you started to, instruct other folks on how to free dive?
That's pretty much how it was. People were curious if I know something that they don't. And so I just show what got me where I was. And before I knew it, I had this little business going on where people are coming in and learning how to freedive. And then it was only a matter of time when more people are coming in and say, hey, I want to teach this as well. There's my buddies asking me how come I'm so good, but I don't feel comfortable to tell them. So we start training instructors, and sooner before we knew it, start growing into this organization.
So instead of keeping it freedive, you said minor charge dive, maybe, kind of thing, and you might be able to make a few bucks on the side, or what? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's a service like any other training, like any other. The instructors are putting their time in it, so I think they deserve to be paid for it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
What it really is the boats are really expensive. That's his problem.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, obviously, Martin uses Captain Cocktail's boats there at South Florida Diving Headquarters. What's that name?
You get paid to party. What do you suggest?
Well, exactly. No, I'm not complaining. Trust me.
You know, actually, freediving, it's kind of like Back to the Future. I mean, 40 years ago, you know, when I was a kid, that's all there was
4 years ago? Is that what you said?
50, oh, man, yeah, I forgot. 50 years ago. Whatever. Anyhow, you know, when I was a kid, that's all there was free diving, you know? And then scuba came along, and the kids that were out free diving and shooting fish and whatever, they said, well, scuba's a pretty cool thing, you know, I'll try this. And it was just kind of an enhancement to what they could already do. And then it evolved into people that had never had their face in the water went from having never done anything in the water to becoming a scuba diver. They had never even seen free diving. And, you know, 15, 20 years ago, you'd be out on a trip with a group of divers, and you'd be free diving to, you know, 50 or 60 feet, which is nothing, and it would just blow people away. They had never seen this, you know. So it's really exciting to see a sport that had kind of died to be resurrected, and it's an incredible, you know, I mean, one of the one of the great things about diving is it's not competitive. You don't have to beat anybody out of it.
However, this is different. We can challenge our friends.
But
in your face, mermaid!
But the downside is diving is not competitive, where free diving is. And it brings a whole new level, you know, to the sport in the water. And it's really exciting to see it come back.
Yes, well, it is. It's like coming full circle, isn't it?
You know what I see is a lot of divers, a lot, especially professional divers, dive masters, instructors, are now going back because it not only do it's something new for them, but it enhances their capability in diving.
Yeah, it makes you a better diver. It's a, you know, it is coming full circle. I've wanted to do this for many, many years, and finally we're getting the chance right here in Fort Lauderdale this weekend. Do not miss it. Matter of fact, I recorded a special song just for the occasion. You will hear it next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, whether you want to or not. And all I can say is let me apologize in advance. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Your heart is free. Have the courage to follow up.
I want to glide down through the open ocean. It's gonna feel like a dream where I can fly. I will be wearing hardly next to nothing. Gonna leave the scuba world for a while. Now I'm free.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that. All right, let's go to the judges. What do you think of this freediving song we just played there, Jeff?
I think it's pretty good. Even for a schlep like you, that was pretty good. But you know what? I gotta say, it's a little pitchy.
A little pitchy, of course. Yes. All right. Well, there you go. That's our new free diving song as we celebrate our adventure here in Fort Lauderdale with Martin Stepanek, world record free diver himself. And he is going to be teaching us to free dive this weekend down to at least 60 feet, they say. You can take a slub like me off the street or off a radio show called Scuba Radio. Take me down to 60 feet for 3 minutes at a time. And if we live, it doesn't matter as long as you take us down to 60 feet. Right, Martin?
Yeah, okay. I can get you to any depth you want.
It just matter about getting us back.
I cannot guarantee to get you back.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. That, well, what else do we want?
Take him to 100.
It's this support that really helps, you know, cultivate that camaraderie that we've come to, over the years here at Scuba Radio. 14 years it took.
Pookie, if you're listening, how much? How much to leave him down there?
Yes. All right, yeah. The wife, she's wondering, like, yeah, time to collect on that insurance. Is that what you're saying,
exactly.
Jeff? Exactly.
Who cut me
who
in.
And Martin, before I forget, what is the website if people want to, sync up with your organization and learn how to freedive like we're doing this weekend? What is it, Freediver?
Freedivinginstructors.com.
Freedivinginstructors.com. There we go. Got it. All right, we got that much. Now, we're going to do this this weekend. Now, the one thing that I've always wondered about this whole freediving thing is how do you bring your heartbeat down? Because that's a big part of it, is staying calm and, like, you know, finding that zen place, I guess, that turns you into some type of circus freak that allows you to hold your breath for 8+ minutes. Is that right, Martin, or what?
Kind of, yeah, it is. There's a lot of portions of it, a lot of key elements to it. Some of it your body does by itself. When you hold your breath and you put your face in the water, kind of your body knows what to do. It was actually designed to do that. But what is the big thing that helps you a lot is the way you breathe before you start to dive.
So is this what they, I've heard this term packing. Packing breath, is that what we're talking about here or what?
You guys are not going to learn packing. It's one of the more advanced techniques. It's actually a technique how to get more airs in your lungs that you're physically able to inhale. It's kind of pressurizing your lungs. For your breath holds, you're not going to need that. What we're going to teach you is how to relax, how to bring more oxygen in your body, how to slow down your heart rate. And that can be achieved by different patterns of your breathing.
All right. So it's all about the breathing. It's not about taking some mental picture of some babbling brook in the mountains that calms you or anything like that. This is all about some technique of breathing is what you're saying. So it's like a Lamaze class for free diving. Is that like... Is that kind of thing? Is that what are we talking about?
Yeah, kind of like that. You're going to see that tomorrow.
How did you do that correctly?
No, I've done the whole Lamaze thing. I've been through that whole nonsense.
Yeah,
I just it didn't work for me then. I doubt it'll work for me tomorrow. But
I just hope you don't have a baby while we're out there. We're not trained for that.
Tony, how do you feel about that?
You just creeped me out.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But okay, but it is about the breathing. It's not so much about the mental state of mind is what you're saying?
No, it's very much about a mental state of mind. But the cool thing is that the breathing actually will bring your mind into that state.
Okay, so there is a mental picture that you should think of something that would calm you, I'm guessing. Is that true or no?
A lot of people use that. What I prefer to do actually is thinking of nothing. It's kind of similar to meditation.
All right, so basically how I do the radio show every week is I totally clear my mind.
Yeah, this should be very
good. Don't, you don't need to support me that quickly there, Captain Cocktail.
You're in. You're going to win. My money's on Greg.
All right.
Wow, it's that kind of support, Neil, that has got me through these tough times. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm telling you. Well, you bring it on yourself.
Right? Yeah, I guess I do.
I mean, one of the important things is like just clean living. We're going to discuss this over a cigar in a few minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, and by the way, if you haven't figured it out, we're out on Captain Cocktail's boat, the Serenity, the Sunset boat.
That you're on. Sunset Cruise. We're going to go up to the Cove, have some dinner, cruise back, get you guys ready for the big game Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so we're recording the show on Friday evening for this Sunset Cruise, and then we have to hunker down and get into this whole course material.
And for betting, go to VegasOdds.com/freediving.
But your money's on me.
Well, now it is.
Now that you know you have to clear your mind, you figure that isn't going to be a lot of. That's not going to be a huge stretch for me, is what you're saying.
Exactly. When Martin said you had to have an empty mind, I'm like, Greg's in.
All right, Tony, how do you feel about that?
I'm afraid I'm going to lose now.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, you. I got the whole Lamaze thing. I got the mind-clearing thing. I got two wins right there, I think, Martin.
The old days, the sunset cruise would last till the sunrise cruise.
But you know what my advantage is, Greg?
What's that, Tony?
I have the big pair of lungs.
Right. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Girls versus guys when it comes to breath hold diving. Does either sex have an advantage over the other?
They have different advantages and different things.
They got two advantages I'm looking at right now, kind of.
What would be
ouch.
That?
What's that? One would be bad? What?
No. What would be that?
What would be that? Her eyes. Her eyes are very distracting. You know what I'm saying. But is there a difference in the females versus guys other than what?
If you look at it from the competitive point of view, like really trying to achieve the greatest depths and greatest time, guys have advantage that they have a higher hematocrit, more red blood cells, therefore they can carry more oxygen.
So guys have an advantage over women when it comes to freediving.
Well, let me finish, though.
Oh, okay.
Girls have the advantage that they have a much higher pain tolerance threshold. They can actually handle much more uncomfortable situations and more pain and physiological stress than men.
All right, so they can push out the baby thing, and this is what you're talking about, and they can do that Lamaze thing, but we are kind of wusses, is what you're saying, when it comes to the pain. However, our blood cells are more equipped for free diving. So is it a wash then, maybe?
Actually, it comes down to a discipline. If you actually talking about swimming down, swimming back under your own power, men's will have advantage. If you're talking about taking a weight and riding it down and then taking a lift bag, riding it back, women's are probably having advantage.
Interesting. All right. So this is, I'm going to have to process. This is going to take some time for me to figure out with my empty brain, I guess. But we'll do that during the break and come back next from Fort Lauderdale. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are doing a free diving adventure this weekend in Fort Lauderdale with Martin Stepanek, world record free diver himself. Freedivinginstructors.com. You can go there and check it out on the web. Now, we're hanging out on the Serenity, the Sunset Cruiser boat with Captain Cocktail, Jeff Turod from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Been nice enough to host a little broadcast party with us. And, of course, we have Martin here. We have Neil Watson. We have Captain Cocktail, Mermaid Tony, Justin, her better half. And of course, a lot of friends and family that are hanging out here. And what, you know, South Florida adventure wouldn't be complete if we didn't have Captain Walt DeMartini, and he's with me right now.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. Now, I see you brought future ex-wife one and two.
One
is
and
that
two.
Right?
These are my two future ex-wives to be.
Okay, very good. And your name is?
Kayla.
Kayla, and your name is?
Samantha.
Samantha, okay. So these are just friends of yours that you met on the vessel, and you're just spreading the love of free diving and diving and that kind of thing, right?
That's correct. And both these girls are from Virginia.
Virginia, really?
They're here on spring break, and they're just having a ball, living the
dream.
All
right. Is that what the deal is, ladies? Now, are you divers or free divers or no?
No.
But you want to be? Is that the deal, maybe? You want to be a free diver?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. She's just looking at him like, okay, yeah, so I'll just do whatever he says. That's the kind of future ex-wife you're looking for, right, Walt?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and Captain Walt DeMartini, he has the boat, the Dry Martini 2 now, this go-fast boat that we saw in Bimini. How are you doing with that vessel, my
friend?
Doing
great, Greg. The boat's running fine, and we're ready for another trip.
Ready for another trip over to Bimini or wherever we can go, right?
Whatever third world country we're allowed into.
Now, we did a little photo shoot with the Dry Martini 2 with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. Tony was part of that as well as Lacey. How did those turn out?
George Montero is one of the premier film makers in the dive industry, in any industry, just did a super fantastic job. He was incredible. I have the CD, and I'm going to give it to you tonight. And
we'll get it up on the website at scuba radio.com. You can check it out, the dry martini too, with a nice little mermaid mural on the side and maybe a mermaid or two on top for deck fluff. Not a bad gig. All right, more coming up from Fort Lauderdale. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio. Diver's consumer tip number 248. No scuba certification agency currently recognizes watching SpongeBob SquarePants cartoons as educational reference material.
Liar, liar, plants for hire.
But maybe they should.
It's pants on fire, Patrick.
Well, you would know, liar.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. How you feeling today, Nick?
Feeling great, Greg. How about you?
Feeling better.
Were you sick?
Yeah, well, I was seasick.
Oh, that's no fun.
Nah, actually, I was just kidding. I was just reliving my Oscar-winning performance of my vomiting scene from the Dan video. Oh, yeah, that was good times.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been seasick?
Oh, have I? No one's immune to it, and it gets most of us at one time or another.
Yeah, I gotta admit, even outside my acting debut, it's gotten me a lot. But I want to beat it. Is there any way I can do this once and for all?
Greg, I wish I could tell you that there's a foolproof way, but there's really no guaranteed method. Spending more time on the water can help, because you become more resistant. But even the most seasoned sailors can get queasy.
Okay, how do I hedge my bets at least?
First, don't stress about it, because it's common, and it's just a physical reaction to motion. A lot of people experience it, and if you're ever on a dive boat that says that they've never had someone get seasick, you're probably their first customer.
So resign myself to the fact that it's just going to happen?
No, just don't stress about it or get embarrassed if it does.
But how do I avoid it?
Start with taking care of yourself the night before you dive. Take it easy on the alcohol, eat well, and get a good night's sleep.
All right, look, if I'm going to lay off the drinks, I need to know why.
The better you feel, the better able your body is going to be able to adapt to conditions.
Okay, that makes sense. But what else?
Make sure you have a little something in your stomach when you get on board. I know it sounds crazy, but it makes a difference. Stay away from heavy and greasy food, but do try to eat a little something.
What recommendations do you have in winning the mental game? Sometimes I think part of the problem is that I half expect to get sick, and so I do.
And that's a really good point. The mental side can be a big issue. Sounds trite, but the best you can do is to try not to think about it. Let your mind wander or focus on anything else besides the motion you're experiencing.
If that doesn't work, what? Crawl into the cabin and lie down until you get to the dive site?
Exactly the opposite. Actually, stay on deck and in the middle of the boat if you can. The fresh air will do you good, and your eye will be able to stay on the horizon. That actually helps your body adapt to the motion, because what your eyes see will match what your body is feeling. Your mind will be less confused. Stand up, too, as your legs can also help to absorb the motion.
What if all this doesn't help? Can I still dive if I get sick?
As long as you're still up for the dive and not too dehydrated from getting too sick, absolutely. In fact, seasick divers are usually the first off the boat. Getting under the waves and the motion will also make you feel better, and the dive will get your mind off your stomach. But if the seasickness takes too much out of you, I'd recommend staying on the boat.
That's the last thing I'd want to do.
I know, but if you're not physically up for the dive, it's just not worth the risk.
Can't I just take a pill?
You can, but understand that there's no magic pill. There are lots of medications out there, but no guaranteed remedy. Part of this is a trial and error to see what works best for you.
I find ginger works best on the natural side.
A lot of divers have luck with ginger, as well as other natural remedies that employ pressure points and magnetic pulses.
I've used those. They're pretty good.
If you prefer to try the pharmaceutical side, medications like Dramamine or Scopolamine are very popular. But remember that if you decide to try one of them, be careful. They can have side effects like drowsiness and dry mouth, and we know that fatigue and dehydration are not a diver's friends. So test them on land well before you dive to see how you react, and be aware that drugs wear off. So you'll want to consider that in your dive planning.
So what you're saying is that I've got options.
You do indeed. You just have to try them and find out what works best for you and what doesn't.
And if none of them do?
If you gotta go, use the leeward side. And don't use the marine head. It just can't handle it. Stay outside in the fresh air and try to drink fluids as much as possible so you stay hydrated. And above all, remember that it's no big deal.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there's no shame in seasickness. It's common, and it can be uncomfortable. But it can lead to dive risk, too. So do what you can to minimize seasickness or prevent it altogether. Whether you beat it or it beats you, just remember to take care of yourself. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Now, that was a very appropriate Dan dive safety tip today, because evidently the wind is whipping down here in South Florida this weekend. And I got to ask you, Martin, when you're free diving, seasickness is not an issue, right? It doesn't matter how rough the seas are. You don't get seasick when you're free diving. Tell me that right now.
Well, if you want to hear that, then yes, I'm going to tell
That's
you.
That's what I want to hear, Mark. That's all I want to hear. It's all about the mental state of mind when it comes to that. And being that one of my many nicknames, is the Chunkster. You hear what I'm saying? I need all the moral support I can get. So you're with me there, right?
Yeah. You won't get seasick. Don't worry about that.
All right, good. What, Neil?
There's an ancient cure. If you start feeling queasy, sit under a tree.
Sit under a tree. Okay, all right. You know, words of wisdom from the dive god right there. Sit under a tree if you're starting to feel seasick. I like that. I like the way you think. But hopefully that won't be an issue. We don't have to get out in the ocean. Just so we go through some of the logistics of this course that we're doing, a level one freediving course with you, Martin, is what we do classroom and a pool session the first day, and how's it go?
Yeah, you will start in a classroom where you're going to go through the basics of, the freediving safety, different breathing exercises to learn how to breathe properly. I'm going to address some of the gear that you're going to be using and introduction into physics and physiology that is needed to know, need to know for freediving. And in the afternoon, you're going to go in a pool to actually practice some of the fundamental techniques in a controlled environment, like water entry, kicking with fins. And we're also going to test out how well that breathing class worked for you and try to extend your breath hold. The next day, we'll jump in the open water and try to put all that together and see how good freediver you are.
Nice. Now, I like how this is coming together. Now, Jeff, Captain Cocktail, was telling me that when you can do a static apnea, which is just holding your breath underwater with your face in the water, that generally, if you can do, say, 3 minutes of a breath hold, then on a free dive, you should expect to be able to do half of that? Or is there a formula or what?
Yeah, that's about a rule of thumb, though. You know, if your technique is proper and everything, it's going to come down to that. You can probably swim around for about a half of the time that you can hold your breath in complete calmness.
Which would be a lot of time. People think, what, a minute and a half, that's not a lot. But you figure, what, 20 seconds down, a minute swimming around, yeah. That's a lot of time if you
that
do that over and over.
A long time, actually, on a free dive. And one thing you're going to notice, that as a free diver, actually, you have a much better perception of your surrounding, which means you're going to see more things on a breath hold dive that you would see on a scuba dive. I think it's the limiting factor of the cumbersome equipment that doesn't make scuba divers to look around much. And therefore, free divers see much more. So 1.5 minute free dive, that's a long time, and he's going to see a lot of things.
Yeah, and after this level one course, once again, you can usually take someone off the street who is a diver or not, I guess. Getting someone to be able to hold their breath for 3 minutes in a static apnea pretty common? Most people can be able to do this, or what?
Yes, it's actually pretty common. The whole secret is this. We don't take people in those 2 days and put them in a pool and make them swimming laps or run around a track. And
good.
And make them super athletes in a 2 days.
Well, you can't improve on perfection. You hear what I'm saying? What's that, Tony?
Sorry, I think I swallowed a bug.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think you swallowed a bug.
There's a rumor out there that a minute and a half for you is a really long time.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You've been on the phone with Pookie. Evidently. Quit it. All right. But a minute and a half is fairly common.
Well, yeah, the whole trick is in that actually you have all the things you need already. You're born with it.
Well, look at me.
Yeah, we're born with a huge...
Quit laughing, Martin. You're not supposed to laugh when I say that. You're just supposed to say, yes, right, I hear what you're saying.
We're born in it with a huge aquatic potential that normally people don't know how to exploit. And essentially, that's what we're going to teach you in those 1.5 days.
It's how to use what you got. So you exactly. Look at me and like, okay, this guy's got it going on. We can take him, just give him a few tips. Next thing you know, he's going to be a fish, more or less, right?
That's why I'm confident to take anyone from the street and get these results. Because essentially, I don't teach them anything new. I just show them what they already got, just didn't know how to use.
Make them aware of what tools they already have in the box there. I love it. I love the way you're thinking. I think I'm going to smoke both Mermaid Tony and her better half, Justin, on this. It's going to be a competition, but I'm going to win. They're going down.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. You called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
Oh.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
And you know, that's Vince Neil from Motley Crue. I'm reading this book right now, Tattoos and Tequila. And it's pretty interesting, his days back in Motley Crue and that whole thing. And he was in Bimini at the Big Game Club the weekend after we were, after New Year's Eve, our little New Year's Eve celebration with Neil Watson there. We're going to go back there soon. You'll hear details about that in an upcoming edition of The Big Show. Also, hey, coming up on today's broadcast, we're going to actually run some tape, some extra audio that we recorded from the Beneath the Scene show in New Jersey with Philippe Cousteau, the son of Jacques Cousteau. I kid you not. He's going to be coming up on the show today. Also, our friends from Tobago and talking about the underwater dive carnival that's happening in May. We're going to check in with those folks here pretty soon. But we are in Fort Lauderdale today doing a freediving course with Martin Stepanek, world record freediving adventurer. And you can check out information at freedivinginstructors.com. We're on the Serenity dive boat or cruiser, Sunset Cruise boat. Right now with Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters, better known as Jeff. Our party boat. Just call it a party boat.
Serious boats are the dive boats.
Yes, exactly. But this is the party boat.
Après dive.
That's right. This is the party before the course, so we're kind of loosening up as we have to hunker down and go through this free diving adventure. Now, Jeff, I know you have wanted to do this free diving thing yourself. You haven't had the opportunity to do it yourself, but I know one of the reasons you've wanted to do it is to get closer to the marine life, which is one of my goals as well, right?
Absolutely. There are only two ways to get close, either free diving or rebreathers. And I'm far too stupid to use a rebreather. I'm not educated enough. So free diving seems a logical course that I'm going to take. And we're going to try to put something together with Martin where you train here, you learn your free diving skills. Then we're going to come over to Bimini with our buddy Neil at the Guy Harvey Resort. And he's going to take us out and we're going to do some dolphin experiences with the skills that we've learned. So we're trying to put that package together now, and it's going to be coming up soon. You'll see it with Neil Watson Adventures, South Florida Diving, and Martin Stepanek, free diving instructors. So that's where you really realize what you've got once you've completed the course.
Yeah, you don't have the bubbles to scare the dolphins away, which I know they're acclimated to even divers in Bimini, so I can only imagine if you eliminate the bubble factor with free diving, it probably could create an amazing experience there in Bimini, huh, Neil?
Actually, they're not acclimated to divers because we don't allow diving. It's only snorkeling.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But unfortunately, it's most people that do the experience can only snorkel. They can't get 2 feet underwater.
Right.
So for free divers to be able to interact with the animals and be able to spend some time underwater will just be incredible.
Yeah, well, I've had an amazing experience with the dolphins over there in Bimini many years ago. And, yeah, after I do this course, I'll be like a dolphin, won't I? They'll just think they'll adopt me into one of, as a member of their pod. Don't you think, Neil?
I'm thinking more of you as a manatee.
Okay, thanks. Thanks
just,
for that.
He's just like a dolphin, but different.
Yeah. Yeah.
A fat dolphin.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Okay.
In keeping with the theme, a pregnant dolphin.
Okay, yeah. Good enough.
Come on.
We're excited about it. I mean, Jeff and I have been buddies for years. We've never had an opportunity to work professionally together, and this is a really exciting opportunity, and I think it's going to be, we might make a buck, but we're going to have fun anyhow.
Exactly. We make beer money anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Exactly, for sure. Yeah, well, it'll be an amazing adventure, and I mean, even here in Pompano Beach, Jeff, where you do your dive operation, I mean, you're still going to the places like the Aqua Zoo. Can you free dive that, I guess, after this course? That's not deeper than 60 feet, right?
No, it's a maximum 70 feet to the sand, and Martin and I were just talking about that, setting up some areas here that we're going to do some free diving with, and give something to do. Once they learn the skill, give them something to do. That'll help them prep them, and then we'll get ready to go over the Bahamas and do the dolphin experience at the same time. So you can free dive wrecks, you can free dive animal experiences. It'll be fantastic. Something to do with the skill that you've learned.
Now, Martin, I got to ask you, as far as a free diving world champion like yourself, what are the upper limits? Now, I know a few years ago we did a thing at Ocean Fest where you held your breath for like 8 minutes while we were live on the radio. I tried to throw you off your game by throwing a few mermaids in the water with you, but that didn't seem to shake you. You still did 8 minutes on a static apnea in a pool. Now, what are the upper echelons for you? What can you do?
I don't know. And I think that's what keeps me the most interested in this game. I actually don't know what I'm able to do, and I always discover new techniques or new reserves and push it a little bit farther.
Yeah, well, so, okay, you don't want to put a limit on it, but what have you done so far? What is, like, the longest static apnea breath hold you've done?
Actually, my breath hold, longest breath hold is not that long. It's about 8 minutes and 15 seconds.
It's a long time, dude, without air. You hear what I'm saying? Most people die, I would think, after that much time.
What I specialize mostly in is the deep diving and like diving. You swim down with fin, swim back. The typical free diving that everybody does. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. And how deep are we talking?
A little over 400 feet.
Holy crap. Whoa. And then I didn't think that was humanly possible. Or a few years ago, we probably didn't think that was possible, did we?
No, we didn't.
You are finding out what the limits are, and he's still doing it. That's what's cool about this whole course. We're learning this as we go along. You're going to hear all about it, obviously, as we progress through the course. But we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. More fun to cover. Walt DeMartini is here. Neil Watson, of course, Captain Cocktail, Jeff Terode, and Martin Stepanek, world record free diver. Mermaid Tony is even here. It's a whole plethora of free diving folk and divers to boot. So stick around. Hour two is on deck, and we got more coming up.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.